This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Mr.
Denham. Billy Tim Denham.
Yes. Denham like a jean.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Just like the jean.
Man, you got some lovely hands here. Do you moisturize?
I'm sorry?
I tried all sorts of brand of lotion. I even went fragrance free for a whole year. Now, my sister, she uses aloe vera with a little sunscreen in it. Yeah. And ideally speaking, we all should wear gloves to go to bed. But I found out that that would be a little interference in my social agenda. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, man.
Plus, I get a reaction from the camphor.
The Don and Mike Show. The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
Right, stand by for Nancy here. We'll wait for her to call in. Whilst we wait for it. Hold on, that might be her right now.
Look, it's the phone. Hey, the phone is ringing. There's a big red light flashing.
Maybe it's her. That'd be good if it was her. Is it her? Ah, oh, good.
Excellent.
Here she comes.
Football, football, football.
It's gonna, come on. What are you doing? What are you doing?
He's socializing.
Chatting with his friend.
What are you doing there?
He asked me a question.
Well, he doesn't care about you. It's the busiest weekend of this man's life. Here he is, everybody.
The man.
Here she is, Jim Nance from CBS Sports. Hello, Nancy. How the heck are you?
I could not be better. I've been waiting all day for these next few minutes
to
share with you.
As have we.
As have we. Jimmy. First, I got to ask you something.
Okay.
Where is there more love, do you think? I'm a diehard Packers fan. Do you think that I love Brett Favre as much as you love Tom Brady?
Oh, no, that's not nice.
Well, I think he was asking.
Well, your mere line of questioning here suggests that I have some sort of personal bias for Tom Brady.
Jim, I think he was asking the question out of love. I really do believe he was asking the question.
Jim, there's nothing but love here among all of us. Right. And you work for CBS. You call the Patriots virtually every game. How many Patriots games you do this year?
This will only be our eighth Patriots game.
Okay. All right. So, point set match for me. You've done the Patriots eight times.
You are in no way, I just want to make this very clear, you are in no way questioning Mr. Nance's objectivity.
Oh, no. He won't. Are you kidding?
That's what he's concerned about.
Well, then I thought maybe this is some sort of like man love thing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
In your case with Brett Favre, okay, I could maybe understand that.
I do have a man crush on Brett Favre.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, you know, if you take yourself out of it, because, Jim, I know you're a serious broadcaster. You wouldn't pick one team over the other. Everything's fair and even and square with you, just like God wrote it in the Bible. But still, you seem to have a certain bit of affection in your voice when you say, and there's Tom Terrific. and in particular, Jim, my gosh, what game did you, the game last week, which game did you?
The Jacksonville against New England, of course.
I was trying to remember.
I was here with my man Brady.
I was trying to remember which Patriots game it was. It was the one where they did that spectacular fake by the end, down at the end zone.
Oh, the fake Statue of Liberty.
Right. Now, on that play, I thought you were going to propose to Tom Brady. It was a spectacular fake. I will give you that. Brady threw his left hand in the air, and nobody saw the ball on his right
hand. Turned his back to the defense.
And absolutely turned around and threw a friggin' bullet, and it was a beautiful play. And my girlfriend said to me, you know what? He sounds like you do when Brett Favre throws a pass.
Well, let's let Mr. Nance address the subject.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike. Here's what happened there. You're talking about, by the way, you know, one of the great little video highlights of the whole season, because they executed a play that we really have never seen before. You ever seen anything quite like that?
Never had. It was a great play, I'll give you
that. Okay, the fake Statue of Liberty, and there's the genesis of this, is that on Thursday, 2 days before the game, we attended practice, as we did today. And we are trusted with the information, and what we see is not going to ever ever be discussed before the game. Never.
Gotcha.
Well, so at practice last week, we saw them in goal line situations rehearsing that play.
Oh, so you got to see an advance.
So I knew that the play was a possibility.
Ah. Now, when
and
you
if it
say,
was,
when you...
I just thought all the while that it would be interesting to see a guy turn his back to the defense, turn around and rifle a pass in there. And so I'm looking for clues as to how perhaps I can see it coming. You know, how do I deduce it's on the way just by a standard formation?
When you go to a lot of these practices, is that the kind of, and you see enough of them, is that the kind of play that that jumps out at you? I mean, do you know that's going to be special if it happens in a game?
Yes. Well, that one was just so bizarre. You know, I'd never seen it before that, you know, I turned to Phil and said, you actually think they might run this in the game? And he says, definitely.
Hey, Jim, I'm busting.
So I said to Phil, I said, well, give me a clue. How will I know it's coming? He says, watch, they're going to line up in the shotgun. They're going to be inside the 10. He's going to have Falk in the game, which isn't all that unusual, of course. And Falk is going to be closer in this formation, flanking his quarterback, than he normally is. They're going to be almost toe-to-toe, side-by-side, instead of separated by a yard or two. So they got down to, like, the four-yard line against Jacksonville, and I saw Falk lined up right there, sneaking in, inching by over to his quarterback. Phil hit the cough switch, which cuts off his microphone and gives him a direct line to the truck. And I hear him say, here it is, here it is. You can't hear it at home.
How cool is that?
Now it became a moment of this. I tell you what, it's unbelievable that you picked up on this, Don.
Well,
so now the snap comes to Brady, and I'm so giddy about it that I almost called the play before it happened.
Jim, and I'm going to tell you something. I wasn't busting your balls. I mean, I like busting your balls, but as that play happened, I remember standing up and saying, that is, and I don't like praising Brady because I'm so pro-Packers, but I still, that is amazing, maybe one of the most amazing plays I had ever seen a quarterback pull off.
And it went off without a hitch.
Seriously.
So what I said was, because they had to take the snap and then he had to treat it almost like the ball had been either directly snapped or he was handing it off to Falk, who was cutting past the quarterback at an angle. And then Brady turned around and looked down the other side of the field, only to turn, twist back, rotate back, and throw the pass. But as soon as Falk was cutting through, I instantly declared and proclaimed, Brady still has the ball!
Jim, that's...
Like I was watching it for the first time.
Oh, wow.
You are a trained
What
actor.
A peek behind the curtain.
You know, and yet again having the occasion to dust off my SAG card.
And that card gets good use in those commercials before the game. Hi, I'm Jim Nantz. You plug your TV into a Sony TV... just like we do, friends.
Yes, Sony. He gets the big clients.
Sony.
Wow. You're a good player.
High definition. It's in our DNA.
No, stop it. Hey, Jim, here's something very seriously for you, Nancy. I had a dream last night.
Oh, I hope I wasn't in it.
No, you weren't. Jim, okay. This is a football dream. I swear to God, I woke up this morning and for about 3 minutes, I thought it was Monday and that San Diego won and the Giants won. This is not a joke. I'm not setting anything up. I'm just wound up about this weekend. Do you think that there's, in your realm of football crystal ballness, do you see any circumstance in which both underdogs could win? I know that anything can happen and all that other stuff, but how blown away would you be? Could you ever see that happening?
How far-fetched?
Thank you, Buzz.
We all, of course, think it's unlikely, but I don't think it's impossible at all. I cite for you two reasons why.
Right.
Do you think San Diego's better than Baltimore?
Yes.
And Baltimore really had the Patriots. The Patriots got three mulligans, if you will, at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Where they came back from the dead to win the game. You know, penalties or somebody called a timeout right before a snap that, a play that unfolded would have ended the game, but the play didn't count.
Right.
That type of thing. They're better than Baltimore by a mile. Are they better than Philadelphia that came in here and took them down to the last 3 minutes?
Yes, you know they are.
By a lot.
Yep, they are.
Are they coming in here with the all-time, not a chip on their shoulder, but a boulder on their shoulder?
Boulder. Yes,
they
are.
I like that line. I just came up with that.
Boulder on their shoulder.
But, Jim, I would have to say, really, based on the season they've had, there can't be any team in the NFL that is more prepared for the pressure than the New England Patriots at this stage of the game.
Now, are you talking about pressure on the quarterback, or are you talking about the pressure of winning?
I'm talking about the pressure of winning because you've got they have been dealing with this longer than any of these other teams. They have been dealing with the unbeaten streak, and that, I think, prepares a team emotionally to go into a game like this.
Well, I think it's only, instead of it like building pressure, I think it's only emboldened them in terms of their confidence.
Well, what I'm saying is they can deal with the pressure because they've had it, and they do have the confidence. And the Patriots have been going through this exercise for longer than any of the other playoff teams, because every week it's, hey, will they win this one? Is somebody going to knock them off? You know, is this going to end the streak? That kind of pressure, they've handled it, and I think that prepares them better than anybody
Jim,
else.
Jim, do you prepare?
All right. Well, let me just respond to that okay. Beautiful moment of commentary that Mike offered. And I think that if there's no pressure on the Patriots, there's even less pressure on San Diego.
Really?
What do they have to lose?
They got, you're right, Jim.
Supposed
they got,
to be here.
They got
Everybody
nothing.
In the country's mad at us because we took away that Colts Patriots game you all have been waiting for.
Now, Jim, what I want to ask you is what happens if? And I know you prepare for every scenario. What happens if? I know we're talking about crazy stuff here, but what if it appears at some point? Oh my God, San Diego is going to win this game. That might be one of the biggest upsets, certainly in the last 20 years?
It's going to rank amongst the greatest upsets in the history of pro football, even though you're talking about a team that's won 8 straight games.
Right, San Diego.
I mean, they're
right.
A 14-point underdog on the road. They are very possibly going to be playing without their starting quarterback, with a quarterback who completed 3 passes the entire regular season for like 15 passing yards.
Oh, and I got to tell you something else, Jimmy. Anybody out there rooting for San Diego? You better hope that this backup QB that Jim's talking about is Billy Volek.
Volek, right.
Volek, yeah.
You better hope that nothing happens to this cat.
I like the first stringer that has the name like a 60s pop star. Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers.
It sounds like he should have had a hit record somewhere along the line.
The third string quarterback.
Charlie Whitehurst.
He was my son was his roommate my son's freshman year at Clemson University.
Really?
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding you, and I've got Charlie Whitehurst is no wild man, mm-hmm. but it's funny, during the game last weekend, my son called me and said, Dad, look, that's Charlie on TV. And he was standing right behind Volek. He's one snap from getting away, and I said, Bart, what do you remember most about him? He said, Dad, he was so cool. He's like taking a leak, and he said, would you hold my beer for me?
That's the biggest memory, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they like him, by the way, as far as a talent down the road. The kid's a big kid with a big arm, but I don't think we're going to see him. I still think there's a good chance we'll see Rivers. I don't have any inside information on that. But you got Tomlinson is not 100%. You got Antonio Gates is not 100%. You know, just remember this, though. You know, this is how many times in our lifetime have we seen a Buster Douglas beat a Tyson?
Right.
Have we seen the Jets win the Super Bowl over the Colts? Have we seen the Chargers win last week at Indianapolis?
Yes.
Have we seen the unimaginable, unthinkable happen? Now, here's a team that was struggling mightily at midseason. All right? They were 5-5. The fires hit the whole San Diego area. The stadium, Qualcomm Stadium, became a relief center for the community.
I love this.
20,000 people.
I love
were
this.
Were living at the football stadium.
Have you ever thought about writing romance novels?
Alas, the Chargers found themselves displaced.
Don't leave it all.
They were also out there in the community. LaDainian, their biggest star.
Don't leave it all in the locker room, Jim. Don't leave it all in the locker room.
I may not have a chance to say this Sunday, so can I say it now?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Get it out, Jim.
Go ahead.
LaDainian, their biggest star, who was the one player who came closest to losing his own home.
Right.
There they were, pitching in. They weren't football players anymore. They were fellow citizens, members of the community pitching in.
Jim,
but now they still had business to tend to.
Jim,
they could not practice there because of all the smoke in the air. It was unhealthy. It was unthinkable.
Jim,
the freeways were packed. So they took off. They took off to go find themselves. And where did they go?
Where?
They went to Arizona, where together they formed this special bond as a team. They came back. They've won 8 straight.
Listen,
if they make it 9 straight, guess where they're going?
The
they're
Super
going
Bowl.
Back to Arizona, where it all started. where they became a team, where they became champions, where they believed in one another.
I'll tell you right now.
I just want to applaud you.
We'll be back with the Subway post-game show in a moment.
Jim, that was beautiful. That was so eloquent, so beautiful.
Yeah, and that also tells me I think it's Patriots in a blowout. Absolutely. Jim, at any point will you say out of the ashes?
No.
No.
And, Jimmy, what is your take on the other game? What's your take on Green Bay and the Giants?
Wow, what'd you guys get me to do? Oh, my God.
I liked it.
I hope the brass at CBS is locked in a meeting right now, maybe. Not listening to the Don and Mike show as they normally do. Let's see. The other game, I think, though, I'm going to tell you this, okay? Now, you guys never give me the credit for my picks on your air. I may be, if you went back and checked the tapes, I may be undefeated this season.
Did you take a Red Bull today?
he's definitely had an energy drink.
Some money. Not me. I would never even think about wagering on a game.
No, Jim, I said, did you have a Red Bull today?
Did you have an energy drink, Jim, before you came on the
show? No, Red Bull.
This is your high.
I like the underdog.
Giants?
Plus the points.
Oh, Jim, that's what a gambler would say.
Listen.
You just prefaced that.
I don't know what gamblers do because I'm not a gambler. Right. I'm just out here. This is what I'm all about.
He just got
to help some people.
Right.
If they're so inclined.
Help
I would
the little
like
people.
The Giants plus the 7. I think still Green Bay will win the game by a field goal.
Beautiful.
Okay.
And Jim, I know that you've been to many games in New England before where it's been cold and you're concerned about people out there and the elements.
Nobody thinks about the fans more.
What are your concerns for the fans in Foxborough and the fans in Green Bay this weekend?
Why aren't you concerned about the announcers?
Because you're in the
heat. Why am I worried about the fans? What about me?
You have a space here.
You're in the heated booth.
Well, that's true.
Hey, hold on a second. You want to know something funny? Rob Spiewak writes, Don, I just checked the stats. Jim has picked every game correctly on our air since 1989.
Incredible.
That's impressive.
That's 100% made up fact.
A streak unlike any other.
100% made up. All right, Jimmy, so this is really for you, since CBS doesn't have the Super Bowl. This is your Super Bowl this year, correct?
This is our Super Bowl. We just had the Super Bowl a year ago. It rotates CBS to Fox to NBC before
defensive.
It's back in our possession in 2 years.
Right. Don't get defensive.
So what will you do? Will you take about 3 hours off after this game's over?
I will be at the Super Bowl. I'll be in the Super Bowl city because we will be in Phoenix to broadcast the Phoenix Open Golf Tournament, which is taking place in the Super Bowl city
at
the identical time. Can you imagine
what
that?
What a coincidence.
Boy, that's amazing.
First, though, we will have to drop the voice a little bit because we will go from presenting the Lamar Hunt Trophy on Sunday night to the winning owner and coach. Uh-huh. And then we will take flight for San Diego. We will be ready to bring you the Buick Invitational and mark the season debut of both Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods.
Did you take an Excedrin or something? Excedrin has caffeine in it. Did
Excedrin
you know that?
Does have caffeine in it.
What, Robbie?
Does this mean there's no Super Bowl commercial special this year, Jim?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Rob, you should.
I'm back with Daisy.
Oh, no.
Daisy Fuentes.
Jim Nance, Daisy Fuentes.
Daisy Fuentes will be joining me a week from tomorrow night. We will, Daisy and I will be dancing Saturday night, January the 26th on CBS in prime time.
Your prime time Super Bowl commercial special is not affected by the writer's strike.
You know that we've done that show however many number of years, and it's won not only its time period, it's won the night.
Of course.
Incredible. Every time.
Won the night.
You must be very proud.
You know, we're just trying to figure out where to go with that. Does this need to maybe turn into, instead of a once-a-year series, maybe a once-a-week series? So.
Well,
yeah, because you
why.
Really don't work enough, Jim.
But we got started working on that show. It was out in Phoenix just last week, as a matter of fact.
Arizona. How many million people do you think will be watching the Patriots game on Sunday?
This Sunday?
This weekend.
You know, people misinterpret ratings all the time. Like they say, oh, it did a 20 rating. You had 20 million people watching. No, that means you had 20 million homes watching, which usually there's a multiple of 3.1 per rating point, right, which means 60 million people would be
That's
watching.
Right.
Now,
incredible.
I think that in this case, though, I gave you a low number. It's not going to be a 20. This thing's going to be more like a 25
Whoa!
To 28
it's
rating. So we're going to be talking
75 million people, 84 million
friends watching.
Friends.
And they're all friends, aren't they, Jim?
Of course.
Watching, sure.
Last question. Jim, when the game is over, Sunday, Foxborough, you leave the broadcast booth. Will you give your necktie to a fan?
Of course. It's a tradition unlike any other.
Wow. Jim, you are wound up. You're crazy. I predict you are going to have the broadcast of your life, young man.
Is that in a good way?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Jim,
you know what? I'm really ready. I just feel like we're in rhythm as a team. You know, we bring in a crew here of maybe 400 people. Once you expand to the playoffs, there's another layer of 100 people that come on board. I love working with Phil Sims and my guys, Lance and Mike, in the truck. And it's just there's a great vibe around this team.
Sure.
I do. There's a little melancholy, though, because this is it. You know, we say goodbye. We don't get to go on to
right.
the Super Bowl.
Sure.
So we're ready for this.
We're ready,
Jim,
for you, too.
So
guys,
ready
the
for
The last thing I want to leave you with, remember, Jim, it's a big game. No sex until after the game. Do you hear me? No sex, Jim.
I think you made him quiet.
Thank you for that advice. I'll keep that in mind.
Save your strength.
All right. Jimmy, you have a great call to the weekend, and keep in mind, we will all be hanging on every word.
It's always been a great season having you on the show.
You
God
are the
bless
We're going to try to make them all count. We're going to try to be, you know, quietly bringing you the captions and the appropriate storylines to the game.
Don't be quiet.
This will not be verbose. This will not be over the top. It won't be melodramatic. It's just going to be a
not with
game.
You.
I feel privileged to be there.
Very good.
As I do to be on your show.
As we do with you. Jim Nance, you are a good man. No BS. God bless you. And have a great call.
Thank
again.
You, guys. Seriously, I
love you
it.
A long
as
time.
Always, and I always do feel better about myself after visiting with you,
See?
Too.
Thanks, Jim.
Love you, Jim.
Love you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She was on fire today, wasn't she?
God, she's ready to go.
The violent poet, Jim
Nance. My favorite part, the whole scenario, if San Diego somehow right. yeah. miraculously upsets the Patriots, we're going to get the whole. We're going to get that whole spiel.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what it was, but it was the whole like.
Oh, it was the whole thing. It started
city,
in Arizona.
The city's burning, and LaDainian Tomlinson feels like the safe.
You know what we got? I mean, if it's a San Diego win, we just got a dress rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
How often do you have? I mean, really. Everybody that just heard that, when you're watching the game this weekend, if San Diego somehow pulls it out, listen, you're going to hear the exact same spiel.
Mm-hmm.
Only a little bit more dramatic.
Hard to imagine. Yeah.
As the clouds billowed over the sun-drenched skies of Southern California.
And you know what? And he's going to steal that from me because he will. He said he wouldn't, but he will. Remember, he will say at some point, out of the proverbial ashes.
This man, number 21, does he have an S on his chest? No, simply LaDainian Tomlinson. Saving lives, scoring touchdowns.
I didn't know that those guys get a little heads up on the plays that they're going to make.
Jim.
Yes, indeed. The rivalry continues, but this time on Peyton's turf.
Yeah, they do. I think that's a well-known fact.
Yeah.
That, like, when the big-name guys, John Madden, uh-huh. Troy Aikman, Nancy, when they go out there, they see that stuff.
Got to have a little discipline as a broadcaster.
Because they trust them. You know, if it was you or me.
Oh, we'd be like, all right, now watch this play. I have a sneaking suspicion this might be a fake Statue of Liberty play.
I know what it would be. Just be the beginning of the game. Welcome to the game. I'm Don. Here's my friend Mike.
Hey, looking forward to the big game, Don.
The Patriots have a trick play that they talk about in practice.
That would be us, and then we'd be fired.
Wait till you see.
Aren't you Jim Nance?
Hello, friend.
75 to 80 million friends.
75 to 84 million friends. Not that he's counting.
That's right.
And don't forget, it's 20 million households, and there's 3.1 people in every household. Right. So if you times that times three, that's 60 million. And then when you add in the cumulative audience, you may get 84 million.
That's the brain right. is always going.
So many people misunderstand the ratings, Don.
And Rob, you get an extra feather in your cap for plugging his Super Bowl commercial show.
He does enjoy talking about it. I knew we'd be remiss if we didn't bring
Who
it up.
Knew that was going to be on again.
Yeah. Back with Daisy Fuentes.
Daisy, great once again. Hello, senorita.
We'll be dancing on January 28th.
Aren't you Jim Nance?
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend. Ripping his tie off, handing it to a young fan.
What a guy.
Tradition unlike any other.
God.
God, he's a great jerk off, isn't he?
He's fun.
He's the best.
He is.
He really is.
He truly is.
He's no Tony Perkins, though.
No.
comes to TV, guys. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.